Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Philippians, the first chapter. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you with all the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. O Lord, have mercy on us. In preaching, there ascends prayer. Paul speaks not only his own, but Christ's words to his beloved saints. Beneath everything, above everything, all around, Jesus is remembering them in his heart, rejoicing. What was finished at his crucifixion, the redemption of the world, is completed then in them. His Holy Spirit intercedes on their behalf. He yearns for them with a love that transcends all human understanding, but nevertheless, he prays relentlessly for an increase of love, accompanied by knowledge and discernment of the Word of God, the only thing that provides a sure defense against the attack of the old evil foe. Against such a firm foundation of the faith, the accuser is disarmed, reduced to blubbering in his lies, with nothing of meaning left to say. The fruits of righteousness abound, God is glorified, and there is certainty, the hope of life eternal that remains fully in view until the glorious day of Christ's return. Cast aside the uneasy feeling that somehow you might not belong here. Let all anxious thoughts be silenced and any hint be banished that somehow you are an imposter. Fears and doubts melt away then in ancient Philippi, now in these latter days among us. God has declared it so. He acted to make it happen. You are not a pretender. You belong here. You were bought with the shed blood of God's Son. Your sins are no more, and you've been called to holy vocations, labors of love in humility, in unity, in peace, in this moment, in this time and place. For the Lord God Himself is at hand, guarding your hearts and your minds in his Son, Christ Jesus. This is the manner in which we Christians double down, ceaselessly praying and encouraging one another. What the apostle declares to the saints at Philippi with conviction, under divine inspiration, remains a pattern of proclamation and praying that stands for you and me today. Listen again to what St. Paul in essence is saying, and so abide in the love of Christ. The fact, dear Philippians, that you are already advancing in excellence in no way puts any brakes on my further praying for you. I'm actually pushing the accelerator on my petitions of gratitude, hope, and yearning for our reunion. The fact, dear Philippians, that you've been given charge of the gospel in one location, one city, does not mean that you are the church only in that one place. Rather, you've become partakers in our labors wherever we may be, wherever the church is. And I, Paul, am happening to be sitting imprisoned in Rome as I write these words to you. We are one, and now you are now with me everywhere, even in our suffering together as treasured co-workers and companions. The fact, dear Philippians, that you participated in my defense and confirmation of the gospel does not mean that I have ceased being concerned for you and that you won't be tempted to embrace false doctrine under the guise of false love. You need the fruits of a continual engagement with the Word of God and utter focus on first things first, on what will stand for eternity. You need not what the world adores. What you need is what is excellent in God's eyes. The fact, dear Philippians, that we've been partners in the gospel from the very first day that we met now compels me to pray that you will remain pure and blameless, filled with the fruit of Christ's righteousness. The fact, dear Philippians, that I cannot express in words the greatness of my longing for you, that this love is impossible to articulate, drives me to leave it to God, who dwells in my heart and yours, to know the depth of my compassion for you. In Christ's love, a divine love that courses through my very being and yours, born on the waters of holy baptism. You see from what a faithful pastor writes to his former congregation that there is no end to such love. The one who is loved so deeply, so loved in this way, desires to be loved with such a love all the more. And then you realize that there really is no adequate measure of this love. The one who loves and the one who is loved in return wants this love, Christ's love, never to pause or stop, but rather to increase and abound all the more. Here is how our formula of concord summarizes St. Paul's reassuring aim in these opening sentences to his epistle to the Philippians. These prayers and verses, which reveal our ignorance and impotence, have been recorded that we should, above all, thank God from the bottom of our hearts that he has liberated us from the darkness of our ignorance and from the prison of sin and death through his Son, and that he has given us a new birth and enlightened us through baptism and the Holy Spirit. Do you belong here? The answer is an absolute yes and a definite amen. Even and only in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Joel Geese, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.